Now, once great herds of pro-EU conservatives grazed placidly on the blue-remembered hills of conservatism, but in recent decades a change in political climate has driven this once dominant species to the brink of extinction. These days you normally only see elderly specimens, usually left over from John Major's cabinet. They survive in captivity in the House of Lords. But I've discovered that a small population still lurks in the wilds of the Commons backbenches. And in the wake of David Cameron's speech promising a European referendum, I invited two of those pro-EU conservatives, Laura Sands and Robert Buckland, into the studio to see whether they saw the referendum as a deadly threat to their species survival or an opportunity to reshape the Euro debate. Both had joined the cheering which greeted David Cameron when he arrived for Prime Minister's questions on Wednesday, and both had cheered him on in the ensuing with Ed Miliband.
I want to see a strong Britain in a reformed Europe. We have a very clear plan. We want to reset the relationship. We will hold that referendum. We'll recommend that resettlement to the British people. But the question now is for him. Has he got a clue what he'd do?
So, did they think the speech announced the PM's conversion to hardline Euroscepticism or his emergence as a new kind of reforming Euro-realist? Laura Sands thought it was the latter.
For far too long, the debate's been really dominated by those people who talk about out. Now there are people who are talking about the benefits of the EU, the opportunities that a reshaped EU looks like. You can see it in the polls. The polls are now moving because actually it was a position of protest. Now what we need is a very, very clear position of mission and vision for our role and our leadership role in Europe.
Robert Buckland, Conservatives like yourself, Conservatives who favour Britain's continued membership of the EU, have seemed sometimes to be almost an endangered species that very rarely break cover. How is your local party taking your fairly prominent advocacy of British membership?
I'm not having a problem. I've never hidden my enthusiastic views about the EU. And, you know, I represent a constituency that has a large number of businesses that do trade directly within the EU. So I feel that by speaking up in a positive way, I'm doing my bit to represent my local community. I think that gains a certain amount of respect. People may not agree with everything that I say. It would be a very boring world if they did. But I'm finding that in the debate that we're having now in the modern Conservative Party, there's a very different tone to the whole issue. We're not the party of the 1990s.
What you mean, though, is that you're trying to avoid the venom that poisoned the Conservative Party in the late years of the Major government.
Well, there were visceral arguments, so let's not pretend otherwise. But the mood has changed. We're in a position now where we can have a mature debate. And in fact, the Prime Minister's speech separated the issue of process, which is why can't we have a referendum, from the issues that Laura and I care about, which are jobs, growth, investment in the UK and British influence in the EU and the wider world.
Laura Sands, the Prime Minister is saying that he wants a referendum. He's not really been drawn on which side of it he would be campaigning on, but the expectation and the implication that's read into his words is that he will be campaigning to keep Britain inside the EU after having renegotiated the deal that keeps us there at the moment. Is that a position that is eventually going to put him into conflict with the people who are cheering him so robustly today?
No, I don't think so. They must have read the same speech that I read, and it was very clear in my view that the Prime Minister will be supporting a yes to staying in the EU on behalf of the Conservative Party. I mean, there are varied views, but fundamentally, the Conservative Party has always been a leader in Europe and has actually achieved some quite fundamental changes. And I certainly don't see David Cameron being the Prime Minister who would elect to come out of the EU.
Can we get the kind of deal he wants, the repatriation of powers on social issues, more control over immigration into Britain from EU countries? Can we actually get that? Because there does seem to be a strong belief that actually is almost impossible to extract such concessions from other EU nations.
It's not really about that shopping list. What it is about shaping the future of Europe. Europe is at a crossroads anyway. For the next stage, it needs to be a freer, more flexible marketplace, more deepening of the single market, and a more flexible, more internationalistically engaged Europe. That, I think, is there for us to win. But it is about allies and partners and friends in Europe, and it is not about us and them.
Robert Buckland, how much of
that shopping list does the Prime Minister have to deliver to carry the Conservative Party with him if he's going to argue for continued British membership?
Well, I think first and foremost, if you notice, the speech wasn't a whinge-a-thon with a list. He talked about principles and about what will guide him through the negotiations, rather than trying to, first of all, reveal our hand years in advance and to make pledges that really need to be supported by considered negotiation.
This may have lanced the Euro boil in the Conservative Party for a little while, but there are plenty of issues coming up which could re-inflame it. There's the whole issue of immigration from some of the new accession countries, there's the European budget lurking in the wings, there's a whole debate about justice powers, any one of which could reignite this, and they're not all going to wait till the referendum on a deal announced in 2017-2018, are they?
Well, no, of course, the issues arise week by week, month by month, and
and the Prime Minister's up the expectations that he will take a pretty robust line on those issues with this speech, hasn't he?
Well, no, what I think the Prime Minister has done is made his position clear in terms of principle. Yes, we will continue to have debate, but hey, it's not just about the EU, it's about the European Convention as well, and also some of the international, the wider questions that are affecting the UK, our engagement in North Africa, for example. Let's not be frightened of these debates.
Laura says it's an interesting thought, isn't it, that you're almost the first two Conservative MPs making a pro-European case I've seen who haven't been members of the John Major Cabinet. Why is that? Why did pro-European Conservative backbenchers hide their light under a bushel?
Well, I think that there are many more than one would think. I think it's...
Give us a figure.
Many people have been surprised that we got close to 30 people to sign a letter to the Prime Minister. This isn't a group of Europhiles who are wrapping themselves up in the blue and gold flag. These are people who are realists about this country. And there are a lot more than one would think. More people are contacting us and saying, yeah, I totally agree. We've got to be in there. We've got to be fighting for the UK cause. But the UK interests are wrapped up in Europe's future too. I don't feel that there is such an extreme set of views held by a lot of the new intake than there were possibly in the 90s.
Robert Buckland, is the Conservative Party going to lose the support and possibly the funding of its traditional business supporters if it threatens to support pulling out of Europe?
Well, I think more fundamentally, the Conservative Party is at its strongest when it's in tune with the views of business. And the mainstream view of business is that membership of the EU in the single market is good for Britain. And the Conservative Party can't show a tin ear to those sort of interests. They are vital, because we're not talking about issues of funding. We're talking about jobs. We're talking about the lives of real people. And what has happened here is that Europe has become an issue that is relevant to the lives of the people that we represent. And those are the terms of reference of the debate that we're having. And it's an important difference from the rather arcane debates that we've heard, archaic, obscure debates that we've heard far too much of in the past.
Two pro-European Tories, Robert Buckland and Laura Sands.